This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
As we continue through the Old Testament, we see that Abraham was on the move again. He traveled to Gerar and dealt with Abimelech, who was king of Gerar. It is during this time that Sarah conceived, and it is here that Isaac was born. As commanded by God, Isaac was circumcised when he was 8 days old. Nothing is said about Isaac except that he grew and was weaned. But Sarah enters the picture again here. Evidently, Hagar still considered herself superior to Sarah and Ishmael superior to Isaac. After all, Ishmael was the firstborn of Abraham. But this distressed Sarah, and she told Abraham to drive Hagar out along with her son. She seemed to think that if he remained, he might try to claim some inheritance that belonged to Isaac. So Abraham sent Hagar and Ishmael away. But the Lord provided a well for them, so they would not perish. Furthermore, Hagar heard this from the angel of God. "What is the matter with you, Hagar? Do not fear, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him by the hand, for I will make a great nation of him." After this, Abraham hears from the Lord. The Lord says to him, "Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you." Abraham does so. It is a familiar account. It is interesting that it is on the third day that Abraham saw the place where he was to go. And Abraham said something significant to the men who were with him. Genesis 22:5 has Abraham saying this, "Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you." It is significant because that is the first time the word worship is used in Scripture. As part of that worship would be the sacrifice of Isaac. But just as Abraham is about to sacrifice his son, the angel of the Lord stopped him and provided a sacrifice for them. Then the angel of the Lord said this to Abraham, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of the enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." Three words need to be pointed out here. One has been mentioned, worship. It means to bow down, to prostrate oneself. It is equivalent to what we will be doing in heaven, as we saw in Revelation 4:10, which says, "The 24 elders will fall down before him who sits on the throne and will worship him who lives forever and ever." This was going to be a private worship, just Abraham and Isaac. In fact, the others with them were told to wait where they were until Abraham and Isaac came back. This was a statement of faith, since Abraham had every intention of sacrificing Isaac, and yet he said, "Until we return." It is worth mentioning that Abraham's faith had grown considerably from the time he said Sarah was his sister in order to avoid death. Now he believes that the Lord will do as he promised, so much so that he is willing to kill Isaac because he believes that God is able to raise him from the dead. We learn this from Hebrews 11:17-19, which says, "By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, 'In Isaac your descendants shall be called.'" He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. The second word is love. According to a Bible dictionary in the Old Testament, love is defined as unselfish, loyal and benevolent intention and commitment toward another. The first mention is not love of God, but love of man for his son. A love that is strong enough to do what God says to do for that person or to that person. In other words, to put that person completely in the hands of God. The third word used for the first time in Scripture is obey. The Bible dictionary defines it this way: to hear, to listen. Abraham listened and acted on what he heard. There is no record that he questioned God in any way. He simply heard and did. He evidently did not share what he had heard with anyone, not even Isaac. This was just between him and God. As has been said before, the life of Abraham is here for us to learn from. Testing comes to us all. Here is an example of how to handle it, with complete faith in God. There are many examples to follow in Scripture, which you will see if you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.